In the immediate aftermath of the mass shooting in Charleston, the House Appropriations Committee once again quietly rejected an amendment that would have allowed the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to study the underlying causes of gun violence as a public health issue. It can be traced back much further to 1996, when the CDC was first accused by the National Rifle Association of funding science to promote gun control. The NRA went after researchers like Professor Fred Rivera at the University of Washington.
And as a result of that, many, many people stopped doing gun research. The number of publications on firearm violence decreased dramatically. It was really chilling in terms of our ability to conduct research on this very important problem.
That's Dr. Fred Rivera speaking about the NRA's pushback and its effect on him on The Takeaway back in April. The Takeaway's Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins me now. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
So you really showed us how the shooting bears no sort of relevance to the issue of gun violence at John Boehner's news conference last week, which was right in the aftermath of the shooting. I mean, you put the question directly to John Boehner.
I did, because the aftermath of the Charleston shooting in so many ways is similar to the aftermath of the shooting in Newtown at Sandy Hook Elementary. And I asked the Speaker of the House this very question. Mr. Speaker, in 2013, 34,000 Americans died from gunshot wounds. The House Appropriations Committee approved a bill that continues the blocking, the essential blocking, effectively, of gun research, health research at the Centers for Disease Control. Is it an appropriate time to continue that prohibition? Here is his answer.
Listen, the CDC is there to look at diseases that need to be dealt with to protect the public health. I'm sorry, but a gun is not a disease. And guns don't kill people. People do. And when people use weapons in a horrible way, we should condemn the actions of the individual and not blame the action on some weapon.
Now, is Boehner correct there in saying that the CDC's research blames the public health issue on the weapons themselves?
The original concern and accusation from the National Rifle Association back in 1996 that you heard Dr. Rivera talk about made that very implication. The NRA complained to Congress that the CDC was using the results of its research essentially to advocate for gun control. They called it propaganda. Back at that time, then, Congress slashed CDC's funding by the exact amount that was used for gun public health research. And it doesn't technically ban CDC from doing that research now. However, John, the CDC took that as a direct threat, and so did researchers. That's what Fred Rivera was talking about there. So ever since, the CDC has been basically cowed away from doing this research. Now, there is other research that goes on at the CDC, we should say, that does have to do with guns. There's a National Violent Death Reporting System that does record causes of all violent deaths, including in domestic abuse, youth violence, child abuse, and if gun is the cause, that's recorded. It's not like they ignore it entirely. But gun deaths and gun injuries as a public health issue, as Rivera said, are still basically anathema to CDC researchers and to anyone who gets CDC funding, which is potentially millions of dollars.
So if you're over at the CDC right now, if you're a researcher, if you're a young public health professional and you grew up in a city like Chicago and see the proliferation of guns and the proliferation of violence, if you even suggest that you want to study this as a public health matter, your career is kind of over.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know that your career would end if you made the suggestion. But here's the problem that you hear out of a lot of federally funded researchers. They're very concerned about how the interpretation of their data might be used, because the congressional prohibition, which was extended in this very vote that we're talking about in that appropriations bill, prevents the CDC from advocating any form of gun control. And what researchers are concerned about is that if they report the results of their data publicly and say, for instance, as Fred Rivera found in the 90s, that having a gun in the home makes you more likely to be injured than if you don't have a gun in the home, that you'll be accused by Congress of breaking the rules and advocating for gun control.
And that's against the congressional rules, and it's essentially illegal to even ask the question. Something
it's
like
illegal
that?
It's illegal to answer the question, essentially.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, on the strange mythology of Capitol Hill. Thanks as always, Todd.
You got it, John.